welcome back once again to another episode of the Man Under Construction podcast. I got a lot of great news to share, but first I want to thank you for your support, your continued support on Instagram and the support I've received on YouTube. And that's part of the news. I recently opened a YouTube channel and I will be sharing my story on there. And I've shared it on the podcast. So if you haven't heard the podcast, it'll be there on YouTube. And I plan to do more stuff on the YouTube channel. I plan to do the podcast via video, and I will be posting that there on the YouTube channel, as well as the audio version, who prefer the audio version better than video. And a lot of times you're driving it, and it's easier to listen to audio than watch video on the road. So we hope that you're not watching movies on the road while you're driving. But that is part of the great news that I got coming out. Also, I just opened a Patreon account, and that is a way that I opened up for you to be able to support the Man Under Construction mission and the project. It has different tiers and different benefits, different exclusive benefits for the different tiers that, for whichever one you sign up. So if you want to support the podcast and want to support what I'm trying to do through that venue, it's there for you. I will post the link on the bottom. And I really appreciate for the people that have jumped on and shown their support. All the funds are going to go straight back into Man Under Construction and help this propel it to the next level. I really want to do something with this. I want to reach as many men as I possibly can, share my story and share the lessons that I'm learning, and also share the lessons of others, because we're in this together. The only way that we're going to get to where we need to be is through a band of brothers, through a tribe. We need each other to strengthen each other, to sharpen each other. Iron sharpens iron, as they say. So the Patreon, I'm going to link it down below. Sign up if you want to support the podcast and support Man Under Construction. It's going to be there in the show notes. So thank you so much. Before I go on, I want to thank God for everything that he's done for me, for giving me the strength to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep showing, pushing this content out and touching the hearts of men. Without him, I would not be here. And I know everyone doesn't believe as I do, but this is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a perspective of faith, and I'm just sharing the lessons of manhood and everything that I'm learning now to the guys out there. And it's still applicable if you don't see things the way I do. A lot of the lessons that I share are for everyone. So I want to thank God for that. And also my wife, Sheila, who continues to support me in this project. And she's been so loving throughout the whole process and so understanding and very supportive. And I just always want to give her a nod on the podcast. I always want to give her a little acknowledgement and let her know that I love her and I really appreciate her support. So, like I said, we got a guest today, and he goes by the name Zachary. He is the creator and the host of Into the Dark Blue podcast, and he's going to join us via Zoom. Welcome once again to the Man Under Construction podcast. We got a special guest with us today. His name is Zachary. I like to call him Zachary, but he goes by Zach, and he is the creator and host of Into the Dark Blue, and he has a podcast, and he definitely shared content on Instagram. And welcome, my man. Welcome aboard. And I'm looking forward to another episode. And forgive me if you hear a weed eater or a lawnmower. The lawn care people decided to drop in right as we were going to do the podcast. So if you hear something perfect in the background, timing. Please. Perfect timing. Exactly. So if you hear something in the background, you know, just dismiss it. It'll be a few minutes and we'll jump right into what Zach has to say.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, man. So tell us, when we did a podcast previously, and unfortunately the audio was bad. I'm still learning the podcast world. So we're here again, trying our second attempt, and we're going to do this. So tell us about Into the Dark Blue. What is it about? What do you do? What's your mission? Give us a little backstory about it.
Yeah, man. The mission as a whole is, I mean, similar to, I think, what a lot of us are doing right now, and just trying to create space for guys to kind of figure out what they're dealing with in life and how to deal with it, you know. For what we're doing, we're really trying to create a sense of like physical community. So that's why, you know, we loop in beer and breweries and things like that, because there's something about those places, and about the idea of beer, and it kind of creates this community, and that it gives you something to talk about, and it gives you something to kind of gather around and give you a reason to open up and talk about the things that you're dealing with, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, the whole thing came about because I, you know, when I was 30 years old, I went through a divorce, and, I was just really grateful to have an amazing support network of, friends and family who just really helped me through that whole process and the whole experience. And, I found myself often, you know, really being able to open up and heal in conversation with friends at, you know, at local pubs and breweries and things like that. And so that's kind of where the whole thing came from. My buddy Josh and I, we started the whole thing after several of those conversations, you know, and just realizing that we're probably not the only two guys dealing with this kind of stuff that, that we need to figure out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a need for community among men. I know the modern man, and I've said this before, is an isolated man. We work, come home, and we do it again. We work, get up, work, come home. We do it again over and over and over.
Over
and, and over. Yeah. We can we can go on forever saying that. And we've lost a sense of tribalism. And I know that gets a bad look sometimes if you talk about tribalism or whatnot, especially in politically correct circles. But we're not here at Man Under Construction. We can care less about political correctness. We're here to be men, and we're here to hone in our masculine selves. Of course, we will be respectful. But as far as like different aspects of political correctness, toxic masculinity, all that stuff, we put that on the wayside because we're trying to build each other up, not tear each other down. And that's what we're
absolutely
all about. Yeah. So, definitely,
a need.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say there's such a thing as a hostile tribe and a peaceful tribe. So, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to talk about the tribe aspect of things. And there's a sense of family and community in that. And I think that's really the focus, and that's totally okay.
Yeah. And really elaborate on that point. So, and there's a desperate need for men to connect and to have that space, that area, that arena where they can come in there and unleash all their frustrations, their worries and doubts, where brothers are equipped to handle that and sharpen them, build them better and build them back up, not tear them down or destroy them or make them weak. Call them weak for experiencing these feelings or experiencing these emotions. We definitely need that area to put our guard down. And this has nothing to do with getting in a circle and holding hands and crying and weeping. although you know that it may come to that. You know, there's some men that just need to unburden a lot of
hurt.
Emotions. Yeah, a lot of hurt, a lot of things that they've gone through, and that's okay too. But what I'm trying to talk about is building each other up as stronger men, better men, leaders and husbands and fathers, trying to be the best aspects of ourselves as we can possibly be.
Yep, absolutely.
So tell us, I know before all this happened, and we connected earlier, and you had a tour, my man. I know you had a tour that you were going to go around and you're going to promote, you know, mental health for men and create this community for men. And you had various places you were going to stop at. All this stuff that's going on has postponed, not just your stuff, but a lot of stuff going on. Like everything's at a standstill. But, you know, I'm counting on the fact that this is not going to last forever. And when it picks back up, you know, let us know. Talk to us. What is this tour all about? And I know right now it's hard to see past the next few days, but the mission is still going to go forward, and it's going to pick up right where it left off as soon as all this is over. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, and it is postponed. And so that's a little disappointing, but I think, you know, there's something to be said that, things happen for a reason and there's good timing and that kind of thing. So I'm not worried about it at the moment. And you know, we're still continuing on with our mission currently, even in light of these things being postponed, and trying to figure out what we can do to kind of adapt to the current situation. So the whole idea is for us to go out and create some events with breweries around the country where we're going to raise money for mental health. Specifically, we're working with Mental Health America, and we'll be working with some other local mental health organizations as well, and having events for mental health awareness and that sort of thing. And the intention for the course of the year is actually to build a network of breweries for support groups for men to go to on like a weekly basis. Yeah. So, you know, so they can gather around, have a beer or two, and talk about what's going on in their lives, and hopefully find some healing through that.
And this is specifically targeted to men, right? This is purely a men's group, purely, or it's specific to men.
Yeah. So the focus is towards men's mental health and wellness. Yeah. We're not closing the group off to anybody else who might want to go, but the focus is really trying to allow space for men to kind of talk about the things they've got going on. And so, yeah.
Like I was saying, it's a lot of people have had to postpone a lot of things, vacations, yeah. trips, things around the world, and understandably so considering the circumstance. But before all this went down, before the last 2 weeks happened, my man Zachary found himself across the pond in Ireland, and he was sharing his journey there in Ireland. And you mind giving us a little synopsis, peek at the adventures of Zach in Ireland. I know it's a beautiful place, and I saw your pictures on Instagram. You were showing a lot of stuff, so yeah, you mind sharing a little bit of your adventure out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, Ireland is a really amazing country. One of the things that stood out to me the most is the people there, and immediately when I got off the plane in Dublin, I was just welcomed so warmly by random people, you know. It kind of set the tone for the trip, which was really amazing. I made several new friends and went to breweries and pubs and things like that, where groups just really welcomed me in and kind of made me kind of a part of their lives, which was really awesome. I'm not one to plan when I go on trips like that. I typically will find a few very specific places that I want to go, and go to those places and talk to locals, talk to people who are from the area, and ask them what I should go do during my trip.
Yeah.
And it always leads to some pretty phenomenal adventures, honestly, and some really great relationships with people. So I actually got to play darts with a darts club in this speakeasy that was in a pub there. I played darts with them a couple times while I was there, and they just really welcomed me in and made me a part of their group, and essentially demanded that I came back the second week because they wanted to hang out with me, you know. And mm-hmm. so it was just a very friendly place, and the, you know, guys are a bit more openly, like, affectionate in a friendly way with each other there, which is really cool to see, because, you know, often here in the US guys are very standoffish, and even in their, like, friend relationships, it's not often you see guys, like, you know, hug each other really, like, a lot, or touch each other when they're talking, like, on the shoulder and, like, goof around in that way. It's a little bit different in that aspect. So, so it was kind of cool to just see that and see how close that these groups get with one another. And these guys have known each other for, I think they said, like, 9 years they've been playing darts together.
Yeah.
So, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, so, I'm actually got a podcast coming out here in the next few days with some of the guys from the Brewdog Outpost in Dublin, and it's a brewery from the UK that makes some amazing beer, but their mission is actually really cool, and their motto is beer for the people. So they try to also create community around beer, and so I got an opportunity to do an episode with them while I was there. And so just really a couple phenomenal guys that really talked to me a lot about masculinity in Ireland, and how the Catholic Church and some of the more conservative viewpoints in Ireland have impacted growing up there, you know? And so just had some really great conversations like that throughout the couple weeks. And so really pretty grateful for that.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And I saw the pictures that you were showing, man. It just looked like a great place to visit. And I have to ask, what spurred you, like, excuse me, what was your thought process? Like, hey, I'm going to go somewhere. Hey, why don't I go to Ireland where I don't know anyone? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of curious as to the thought process.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sitting here. It's like, hey, why don't I go visit, you know, Fiji or something, you know, some remote or not remote, but like, what was the thought process of it? What led you to want to visit there? Was there some people you met there? You had some friends there? Yeah, tell us about that. I'm actually kind of curious.
Yeah, so, yeah, no problem, man. I over the last probably 5 years, I've developed a really strong passion for travel. After the whole divorce happened, I went on my first international trip by myself to Scotland. It just really helped to expand my perspective on life in a lot of ways, just kind of getting outside of my bubble. And it helped me to understand the value of doing that regularly and just getting outside of what you know and challenging yourself to experience something new, you know? Mm-hmm. And so Ireland is somewhere, one of the places I've just really always wanted to go. I've just always felt some kind of draw to it. And honestly, I had an opportunity for a really inexpensive ticket. And
that's what it comes down
to. So, yeah, man. And it's all about timing with plane tickets and things like that, that kind of helped me choose where I go. I just made the plans to get over there and see what I could learn, you know?
Yeah, well, it looked like quite an adventure, to be honest. It looked amazing and definitely a place that I would like to visit. I would also like to visit some of the Nordic countries only because it just, the scenery looks amazing. And
different, oh yeah, definitely.
Different pictures I've seen, videos and stuff. It looks amazing. So I definitely, I have it on the bucket list of things to do. So yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. Are you planning any other trips?
I don't have any in the books right now, but I've got places I want to go. But I'm not making any plans currently.
I think you and everyone. Maybe that wasn't a good question to ask. My apologies about that. I don't think anyone is going anywhere except to the grocery store.
Right, exactly. So. But I mean, of course I have places I want to go. Just have to make that happen later.
yeah, we all got to hunker down a little bit. So I guess since you're in the West Coast, I think it's pretty fair. How are things over there? I know right now the podcast is being recorded right in the middle of the quarantine and everyone having to hunker down a little bit. How are things over there? What's the atmosphere? Is there a sense of panic, a sense of fear? I think that might be a little normal for everyone. But I think it's in some areas it's a little more than others. Can you give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like over there?
Sure, man. Honestly, in the area that I live, it's pretty quiet. The paper goods shelves are still empty.
Yeah, you're talking about. But you're talking about personal belongings for the laboratory. Are we trying to essentials for the laboratory.
I was lucky to find 1 6-pack of toilet paper the other day.
Oh, man.
And grab that. But so other than that, though, everybody's pretty calm, pretty, understanding of the situation and, being cautious of getting close to one another and that sort of thing. Yeah. Except for the few who are out there gathering, having barbecues at the park with their friends and things like that, which quit, please. Like,
to be honest, just, I think the people that are buying and doing the barbecues are the same people that bought up all the toilet paper. They're both one and the same,
right? Yeah. I think you might be right. But yeah, seriously, guys, if you're listening to this and you're still gathering with your friends right now, please stop. Just stay at home for a little while and let's do our part.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This
hunkering down, this quarantine. It's only for, you know, they say it's only for a few weeks, and I think we can manage that, and hopefully the faster that we can get through this, the faster we can get back to normal life, man. I shared with you, you know, I was laid off on last Friday, from work. So mm-hmm. yeah, you know, there's yep. that part of me that, man, it's like, I want to work. I get up and I'm like, oh, what do I do with myself? I want to get back to work. You know, there's that aspect right. of my man that wants to get out there, and but I got to fight it and, you know, focus on other aspects. But yeah, the faster that we hunker down and get through this, the faster, you know, we'll go back to normal life and you know, do the things that we normally do. So definitely, yeah, if you're out there
absolutely.
Being irresponsible and reckless, listen to what, you know, the authorities say. You know, it's not because they just want to tie you down. It's because we're trying to get a hold of this and come out on the other side, you know, victorious yep. Without destroying the economy. And, you know, yeah. So like my brother's ex said, you know, hunker down, listen to whatever they're telling you to do. No barbecues or parties on the beach. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Or even in your own apartment or house. You know, exactly. I've got neighbors who've been having parties as well in their apartment. And I'm like, you know, guys, you can wait a little while, you know. But it's, I mean, we're geared to be so social now. You know, I think I was talking about this with someone the other day, how, you know, we're so apt to going out now. Like that's our it's so much a part of our life, especially in Seattle. It's like you go out and you go to a bar, you go to dinner at somewhere. People don't tend to typically gather at home. And so it's, I know it's a new thing for everybody to get used to, you know?
Yeah.
And
now that you mentioned that, I mean, and it's understandable. We are social creatures. We're designed to interact and have human contact. So of course this feels a little foreign and weird to us, but we got to look at the bigger picture and think about the safety of others and the safety of ourselves. So it's just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. So anything else on your mind, my man, anything else you'd like to share with us? What are you, like, I know a lot of us are sitting down right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of forced to stay in a solitary place. What are some things that you're doing? What are some things that you're doing to keep your mind occupied, to keep your mind, you know, from losing it, so to speak? Sharing some things that you, well, what have you been doing? Like in your daily life?
You know, I have been really just kind of trying to maintain a routine, which is one of the biggest things that I'm focusing on, is just making sure that I'm, you know, continue to wake up at a regular time and have my coffee, have my breakfast, and, you know, do a little bit of work. And I mean, despite, you know, things being on hold, I'm still trying to make sure that I'm planning, editing podcasts, you know, recording things like that, trying to figure out what I can do to still continue to move things forward. Even though, you know, I can't go out and do, you know, the things that I was planning on initially. So I think it's just kind of keeping that stuff active, and definitely making sure that I'm getting out and going for a walk every couple of days, and, kind of getting some kind of scenery outside of my space. And I know for the most part, people are still allowed to go out and go for a walk with their spouse or with their kids or whatever. And so it's definitely important to keep doing that and not necessarily get kind of in this state of despair and wallowing in the fact that, you know, things are scary. You know,
definitely.
Just trying to maintain that and definitely catching up on some of my, some Netflix shows that,
I've been you won't deny that part. You've been binging as well.
Not at all.
As well, I mean, as the rest of America or people around the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a regular guy too. You know, that's the whole point, is like, we're all normal guys. We're just trying to trying to get through life. And yeah, so I mean, do the things you enjoy. Do the things that, like, you know, I'm still having a beer every once in a while. I'm still just, you know, some days I wake up and I'm just like, I really don't want to get out of bed. I just want to lay here and watch some TV and take it easy, you know. And that's okay. Like, even in this, it's okay to rest and find solace in the situation, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I've been seeing so much, and I really admire people who are still trying to stay active and they're still, you know, doing all that. But I think one of the biggest things that I've gotten from this so far is that it is important for us to maintain that rest and not put too much pressure on ourselves get just super healthy in this time and things like that, like, are physically healthy. Like, that's good. Yes, please exercise, but also allow yourself time to rest and think and like get into your head and figure out where you're at in your life and, you know, what kind of changes you might like to make going forward after all of this calms down, you know?
That's a great perspective to have, actually.
It's, you know, we so often only think about the short term in our lives, and we've got this society of instant gratification now with all of the technology and all of the, like I said, the restaurants and bars that we can just get what we want right now all the time. Yeah. And this is a really good time for long-term thinking and kind of that, like, how short-term sacrifice can create long-term gain. And that's one of the things that I try to focus on in my personal life, is short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. And, you know, right now we have that opportunity to plan and figure out what we're going to do with ourselves, with the physical aspects, mental aspects of our lives, and how we can improve those. And then also, you know, people, and I'm so sad about the fact that so many people are getting laid off and restaurants are having to shut down. These guys that have put so much work and time into building a restaurant and a space for people to go and enjoy a good meal and things like that, and they're having to shut down, and it's their livelihood, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a really good opportunity to kind of reflect and think, okay, well, I've been laid off from this job, and what am I going to do next? You know, where am I going to go? Was this job really what I wanted to be doing? And if it wasn't what I really wanted to be doing, what can I do to get into a job that I really care about, that I'm really passionate about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I can totally relate to that. And because, like I mentioned from my perspective as well, I've been keeping busy. And like you mentioned, it is important to, not just completely let go. There is time to rest and rejuvenate, but keep your daily schedule. You know, like you said, you get up, drink some coffee, you try to do what you can. You're editing podcasts. That might not be what the listener is doing, but definitely, you know, continue on your daily routine. Try to or create a daily routine to keep yourself active, keep your mind engaged, and keep going forward. That's really the best thing we can do. And also take the time to sit and relax, balance it all out.
Yep.
And that way, when things pick up again, you wouldn't have become a couch potato, a slob, and you're just unmotivated. So that way, when we get on the other side, we just hit the ground running, we get back into it, and we'll come out on the other side victorious. So yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100% on what you're saying. So before we close it out, my man, before we shut down here, you mind telling us where people can find you, your Instagram?
Yeah.
I know you got a podcast. Let us know. And of course, I'll put it in the show notes so you can follow Zachary for yourself on his journey and what he has to share. So you mind throwing that in, my man?
Yeah, totally. So, all right, we got some options here. So obviously you can get us on Instagram at @into_the_dark_blue. You can get to our website at You can listen to the podcast directly from the website. You can get to our Real Guys Real Talk blog. That is, it's a new blog that we recently started for just regular guys to come tell their story, which Michael, I would love to get one of those from you if you're interested.
Yeah, well, now that things slow down, right? Now that things have slowed down, I can get you that.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, I will yeah, start working on that, brother.
Totally. But yeah, so you guys can stop by there and just read stories from other guys about, you know, where they come from and how they're thriving as men now, based regardless of some of the things that they've struggled with and how they've gotten through those things.
Yeah.
You can also, let's see, so the podcast is actually on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, all that. So pretty easy to find that. And then also my personal Instagram is Breaking of Light. So yeah, and I have a book of poetry on Amazon too. That's I call it Poetry for the Wanderer. So it's basically like my personal journey from religion and a long-term relationship to basically this new life that I'm living now.
Yeah.
So if you guys are interested in that, it's called Nomad Psalms, and you can actually find that on Amazon. So
awesome. Yeah, just send me the links to all of that. I'll put them on the show notes. And first of all, I appreciate you taking the time to share all this. I appreciate the work that you're doing, you know, especially the focus on men and men's mental health. Seems to be an area that has been lacking for a while now, and we're starting to see the cracks in that. The lack of community and the lack of attention to our mental health. So I appreciate the work that you do, and it's awesome. And keep forging forward, man. Keep forging, even though it's a little uncertain right now. Keep, you know, chugging along. Keep pushing that goal, that purpose. It's a worthwhile cause, and it's going to create better men in the long run. And that's what we want. We want better leaders, better husbands, fathers, brothers, and you know, we need men to rise up in a time like this. So it's 100%, brother, 100% that on what you're doing. So Zachary, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Zachary, my man, we'll talk to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm over here trying to cut
it's
you
totally
off.
Okay. No, you're good. It's the connection is weird. It's okay. No, I was actually going to see if you mind if I talk about Sheath real quick.
Oh, no. Yes, I know that you, Sheath is a sponsor of you, right? Or you're sponsored by Sheath. Yeah, man. If you go ahead and drop it in if you'd like.
So yeah, just want to let you guys know. So if you need some underwear, go to Sheath, sheathunderwear.com. It's a just really innovative kind of underwear. They have a dual pouch system. So it's anatomically made for guys specifically. So it kind of separates everything out so you don't rub or chafe or anything. They have a really great mission. Yeah, man.
Hey,
so if you are getting active,
make sure you're wearing your Sheath.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it. Especially when you're running a lot. When you're running a lot, you get a lot of that friction. So
yep, definitely. It's unpleasant. So yeah, you guys can get 25% off at sheathunderwear.com with promo code DARKBLUE. So try a pair out and see what you think.
Awesome, my man. Yeah, I'll give me a plug in for that, and I'll put it on the link as per you. Make sure you get all the credit for that as well. And
sounds good, man.
Yeah, brother. So thank you. Like I said, thank you for taking the time to drop by, share your story, share what you're up to. Some excellent advice to forge forward during this time of uncertainty. We'll leave you with that, my man. It looks like you're outside, so enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the chat, man. I appreciate it. It's really good to talk to you.
You got it, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you once again, Zach, for joining the Man Under Construction podcast. There's so much more to come. There's so much more that I want to do. I am excited about two upcoming podcasts that are going to be released to our patrons first, the ones who are pledging at our Patreon account. It's a podcast with an author by the name of Stephen Mansfield. He's going to join us, and he's going to talk about an upcoming book called Men on Fire. And also, one of my favorite Christian rock bands, The Letter Black, is going to join us, and they're going to talk to us about upcoming music. So I can't wait to get those out to you, and you guys have a blessed day.